Human beings are flawed and complicated and messy. Britt Marling. If they were giving out trophies for the worst 48 hours, I'm positive I would win first place right about now. Gripping the steering wheel, I mentally go down the checklist. Caught my girlfriend cheating on me. Check. With a chick. Okay, maybe that one's not so bad. Hell, it's kind of hot. Except for the fact that my cheating girlfriend is apparently engaged to said chick. Check. My cheating lesbian girlfriend then decides to drop an atomic bomb and informs me she's pregnant. Check. My cheating lesbian pregnant girlfriend then tells me it's mine. Check. I quickly come to the horrific realization that my cheating lesbian pregnant girlfriend is right. Because she's, wait for it, cheating on me with a chick. And last time I checked, chicks don't make sperm. Fucking checkity check check. And if all that shit isn't bad enough, there's also the fun fact that my older brother had to come to my rescue earlier today and drag me out of a casino, only for me to be right back at it again tonight. That is until I was on a winning streak of epic proportions and the casino sent one of their goons over to investigate. And by investigate, I mean take me out back and go through my pockets to see if I was cheating. In the end, the goon didn't find anything to incriminate me. He did, however, find my real ID. I was promptly kicked the fuck out without so much as a have a nice night or my substantial winnings. Blowing out of breath, I turn the radio down and look out the window. Yep, I'm officially lost somewhere in West Bumblefuck. Awesome. To add insult to all the injuries of the last 2 days, the casino I spent my night at was in an area I'm not even remotely familiar with, and thanks to all the hours spent gambling, my cell phone died. It wouldn't have been a problem, but my cheating, lesbian, pregnant girlfriend borrowed my car charger last week and never fucking gave it back. I remember the exact day, too, because it was the same day the GPS in my car broke. Something I'm currently regretting not getting fixed because it's close to 2 a.m. and I have no idea where the hell I'm going in this godforsaken run-down town that seems to go on forever. I'd hand in my man card and stop at a gas station to ask for directions at this point, but the only one I passed was about 3 miles back, and it was closed. Other than that, I haven't seen any sign of civilization. Not until I pull up to a bridge and honk my horn at the car blocking me from crossing. Who the fuck parks their car in the middle of a single-lane bridge? A BMW, no less. I honk my horn 3 more times, and when the car still doesn't move, I realize there's no one sitting in it. I throw open my door and get out. With a frustrated sigh, I start walking and take a look around. It's dark out, but the full moon illuminates what looks like a large river below me, and aside from the sound of water rippling off the rocks, it's eerily quiet. Intuition strikes me and the hairs on my neck prickle. Maybe I've stumbled upon a dump spot for the mafia or some shit. Crossing over to one side of the bridge, I rest my elbows on the poor excuse of a steel barrier and peer down. Yep, this place would be perfect for dumping bodies. It's so far off the beaten path no one would ever find the victim. Deciding I want no part in being at the wrong place at the wrong time because God knows I already have my hands full with my ties to the mob, I start walking back to my car. I mutter a curse when I press the wrong button on my key fob and my horn goes off. All right, you impatient jerk, I'm moving it, a raspy female voice shouts. Curiosity has me spinning around, and I'm greeted by a petite and slender blonde. Or rather, partial blonde, because the tips of her hair are a very noticeable bright pink. My eyes quickly scan over a few visible tattoos before they settle on the angry scowl plastered across her mascara-streaked face. And that's when I realize who she is. Makeup-smeared eyes combined with pink hair is what I remember most about the chick I caught my girlfriend cheating on me with.